I sent like a word to tell you of a family that lost a young girl of 24 years. We spend most of the time, you know, visiting with them. And thank you, Israel. It's good to see you. It's always good to see you, man. And we were going there. And the previous week, you know, we also had a tragedy of was a wife of a man that we all know. And something happened in their relationship. And, you know, they were not living together. They were actually separated from one another. And the wife happened to come from Ohio. And after they separated, the wife traveled to Ohio. And before we even knew it, she was sick and she passed away. And actually, even the former husband didn't even know. And so we came to learn that she passed away. And we, you know, the pastors in the area, particularly the pastors where the woman was going to, organized a post-memorial service in honor of her. And when I went, you know, it was a great opportunity for me to attend the funeral service and the funeral arrangements for this 24-year-old girl. And let me tell you, just attending those services and just hearing what people are talking about these people, it left a mark in my life, and I couldn't help but to evaluate, ask the Lord to help me evaluate my life every single day. Amen? Now, this girl, the 24-year-old, was just 2 months to her graduation. She was supposed to graduate in a University of Arlington. And the family was pretty neat together. They're pretty close, you know, well-knit together. But, you know, the most surprising thing, when they were talking about all these things, nobody talked about the accomplishment, you know, the education and how far she had done or the best subjects that she was in. You know, nobody talked about that. That really surprised me. But what was talked by the people, what people talked about it, about the things that happened or the things that occurred or the lifestyle of these people, they talked of how they impacted people. Praise be to God. They talked of how these people are a blessing to them. And it left a question, a very big question in my life. Should I die today? And, you know, you all be gathered on my behalf and you'll be trying to evaluate my life. What would you speak concerning my life? You know, should you also die today? Because sometimes, you know, we attend funeral services and it is unbeknown to us. It's something that is really far-fetched. It's like it, you know, we never think that it would happen to us. But it can happen to any one of us. And should it happen to any one of us, what would people speak concerning us? What legacy would we leave behind? Praise be to God. And as I was meditating upon these things, I thought of the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, where he knew he had so many things going for him, you know, King Solomon. And he had everything, you know, he had wealth, he had education, he had knowledge. I think he had knowledge for most of the things that you'd ever know here on earth. But he said that everything is vanity of vanity. Amen? And the whole duty of man is to serve the Lord. Amen? And I thought to myself, okay, what do I need to do? And also to remind my brethren. I thought of reminding us of the benefits that the Lord has given us. Amen? That I thought that if I would wake up every morning, living every second of my life, thinking about the benefits of the Lord, that would help me and propel me to serving the Lord. Praise be to God. And I've been thinking this week in particular about the things that the Lord has done for me. I've been thinking about the goodness of the Lord. I've been thinking about where He took me when I was a sinner. I've been thinking about how He has redeemed me and brought me into a marvelous light, that I'm able to understand His goodness, that I'm able to experience His mercy. And sometimes we talk about these things and they become so normal to us. But when we think about it in a deeper sense, in reality, what God has done to us, He has given us a ticket to be with Him forever. Amen? And that should never be far away from us every time we leave, every single day that we are living here on earth, to be reminded of his benefits. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And I was just thinking about, you know, I've heard of people who say they've been offered, you know, about three jobs and they are yet to make, they were to make a decision what job they were to apply to, or they were to join, or they were to get into. And many times I've heard that people favor jobs that have benefits. Sometimes I've had an opportunity to have somebody drive for me or to give somebody an opportunity to work for me. And I've had people ask me, do you have any benefits? And because I didn't have any benefits, they opted to go to a job that had benefits. Amen? And maybe in your place of work, you have benefits. You have maybe life insurance. You have other things that are very, very much subsidized so that, you know, as you work and you give your energies towards that job, you enjoy the benefits that job gives you. Praise be to God. You know, sometimes benefits will have benefits. And also in the Lord, there are the Lord has, the Bible tells us that he loads us every single morning with benefits. Amen? Every time you see the sun shining, every time there is a new day, I want you to know that the Lord has loaded in your life some benefits. Amen? They may not really be tangible, praise be to God, but they are benefits that causes us to experience his goodness and his mercy. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. He has loaded us with benefits. Many times in a store, like in a Walmart or Safe Alert or Walgreens, there's sometimes what they call taking inventory. And the reason why they take inventory in any given business, they take inventory to see how they are doing financially. They want to take inventory to see what products are being sold more than others. They want to see what we need to realign or adjust in our business so that we can be productive. And so when certain things come, you know, we take inventory. This morning I was just thinking about inventory and taking inventory of our lives. Even as we continue serving the Lord, sometimes it's good to come to a pause and ask ourselves, okay, what is happening? How is my spiritual life? How is my financial life? How is my relationship to other people? We take inventory of ourselves. And you know, God is so gracious. He has given us a sound mind. We are able to evaluate our lives. Only you, God knows you, and you know yourself. Amen? Any family unit understands themselves. You know, if you come to my home, you may not really understand what goes on in my house because you're not there every single day. But my wife and my children understand what we do as a family. Amen? There are family values that we have. And I believe that time and time again, we need to, even as a family, pause and ask ourselves, take inventory of our lives. What is our spiritual level? How are we doing in our finances? How are we doing in our relationship as regards to other people? How are we helping? How is our missionary account doing? What help are we giving to other people? And let me tell you, those things only help us to propel, only helps to build up and to cultivate our relationship with God. It is important to take inventory, even a personal inventory of your life. Take a family inventory, even as a family, taking inventory. Where are we as regards certain issues in our lives? Praise be to God. But that's not what I want us to discuss this morning, even before we get out of this place and go beat Nehemiah Gospel Church in our soccer match. Praise be to God. I believe you're going to be there, and I believe you're going to cheer hard enough. And there has been so much buzz going around. They think that they're going to beat us, but we are going to show them dust today. But anyway, that's besides the point. Praise be to God. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 103, verse number 2, and we're going to read several scriptures, and so be prepared. If you don't have a Bible, I know Sister Lorraine is going to be shoot it up there, and we're going to read, and we're going to get blessed today. Praise be to God. The Bible tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits. In other words, the Lord is telling us, even as we continue to praise him, as we continue to magnify his name, as we continue to glorify his name day in, day out, let us not forget his benefits. For indeed, there are many benefits that he has given to us. Amen? And in the book of Isaiah, there's one of the greatest benefits that we can talk about as children of God. If you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, if your sins have been forgiven, you can never put a sideline Isaiah 53, verse number 4 to verse number 5. And this is what the Bible says. Isaiah 53, the Bible says this: surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But this is now here comes the benefit. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment of that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are. That is one of the greatest benefits that the children of God would ever enjoy. Praise the Lord. Amen. That the Lord was pierced for your transgressions. Where would we be destined if the Lord was never pierced on the cross? We would be destined to live alive with the devil in hell. Praise the Lord. But glory be to God, because he was pierced because of our transgression. And on the foot of that old rugged cross, his body was crushed because of our iniquities. Praise be to God. The punishment of our peace was on him. And we are healed by his wounds. Praise God. When Jesus was being crushed on that old rugged cross, when he was beaten and smitten by the Romans on that cross, everything that we are supposed to go through, he was trading. That's why we sing that song. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my sickness. He traded his sicknesses for us. He traded our sicknesses, so he became sickness. He traded and became a curse so that we would never be cursed. Praise be to God. Amen? And he was pierced because of our sins. That alone is loaded with a lot of benefits. And as you walk in Dallas, Texas, wherever you walk, you need to walk knowing that you have a benefit and it has been destined to you. Amen? Praise be to God. Isaiah 53 tops it all. Now, let us go to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 1. This is another benefit that the Lord has given us. Praise be to God. The Bible says this: therefore, there is now no condemnation that exists in those who are in. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I want you to turn to your neighbor, tell them there is no condemnation. There's no condemnation. There's no condemnation. Men may come to condemn you because of your wrongdoings. It is very easy for men to point a finger at you. But as long as Jesus Christ has redeemed you out of sin, there is no condemnation. Hallelujah. You know what is interesting? Sometimes as human beings, we may have done things before in our lives that really, when you think about, okay, am I really completely washed by the blood of Jesus? Let me tell you, man may not be the one who accused you, but ourselves. We have self-condemnating, whether there's anything like that. We are self-condemning. You know, you felt that you went too far and you transgressed so far, and that you don't even have come, you can never even come close to the love of God. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what you ever did. Glory be to Jesus. Whether you did the worst of the worst, whether you are a gangster, whether you killed somebody, whatever you did, the Bible says that his blood washed it all. And now there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise be to God. I am glad, because sometimes, you know, as a human being, you might feel, oh, why am I don't even qualify. Maybe these things are happening to me. Maybe this trouble is coming to me because of the things that I did before. Jesus became your curse. And everything, the Bible says that you're a brand new creature. You are born again. Praise be to God. And there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise be to God. When you think about these things, they compel you to serve the Lord. They compel you to think that, you know what? It is not by my own might. It is not by my own strength, but it is by the strength of the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Psalm 68. This is the first scripture that I first read this morning. When I thought about the goodness of the Lord, this is what it says. Psalm 68, verse number 19. And I know Sister Lorraine is taking us there. Now, in King James Version, it says it differently, but I also like it. But this is what it says in NIV. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden. Think about it. Blessed be to God who daily bears our, the God of our salvation. Now, this is what KJV says. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. My God. Blessed be to the Lord who loads us with the benefits. Do you know that you are loaded with benefits, my sister? Do you know that you are loaded with benefits? Loaded with benefits. Now, maybe Getao can understand when I'm saying about loaded. Because he has sometimes loaded a truck. When you are loaded with benefits, you walk tall. Because you know what? Nobody can touch you. You are loaded with benefits. He loads us every single morning with benefits. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord who loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. That began by telling you that. The Bible also says, the Lord is compassionate in the book of Psalm 103, verse number 8 to 10. I'm talking about the benefits, the blessings that God has given us. We are loaded with benefits every single morning. Psalm 103, verse number 8 to 10. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly, this is what Julius just told us, he will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. That is a benefit. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, there are people today, if you read this scripture to them, they will push you aside and they'll tell you, that does not apply to me. Why? Because they are self-condemning. They have done so much. I've met people who have said, would the Lord really forgive me? The way I hated these people, the way I did to my wife, the way I did to my children, can the Lord's mercy really be so gracious to me? But you know what? Psalm 103, verse number 8 to 10, also applies to such a person. Praise be to God. That the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He is slow. If the Lord was never slow to anger, some of the nations would not even be talking about. The nations that have arbitrated the Christians, like in Indonesia, like in Iran, where they persecute Christians, like in China. But the Lord is slow to anger. He is still waiting for them to surrender their lives unto him. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I am thankful to the Lord. That is a benefit that I get as a child of God. That the Lord, in spite of the things that I may do, even as a child of God, sometimes we do stupid things, right? Just as children, your children sometimes do stupid things. And you feel like taking a whooping and just beating them. But when you remember of the mercies of the Lord, you are able to spare them. Many times I want to chastise my children. It is a good thing to chastise your children because the Bible says spare a rod. Is it the opposite way? Spare the child and spoil the rod. Spare the rod. No. Yes, you're right. Yeah, spare the rod and spoil the child. The Lord sometimes will chastise us. He will sometimes take a little cane and he would whop you on the back. But sometimes he is slow to anger. That is a benefit that I have as a child of God. If God will punish you for every wrongdoing, for your unfaithfulness, and for the things, stupid things that we do even behind the scenes, but God has preserved us. That is a benefit that I get as a child of God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I love it. Psalm 55, verse number 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Hallelujah. Cast your cares unto the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Say amen. God has given you a benefit. You know, every single day we gather things, you know, things that happen to us, cares and your worries. You don't have money. You don't have way to pay your bills. You've been threatened from your place of work. You know, a certain person just hates you out of nothing. They just don't like you. And sometimes, you know, these things are assaults from the kingdom of the enemy. And sometimes they might be coming one by one, you know, so fast. And you might even be in a position whereby you give up. God has given each and every one of us a benefit that we can cast our burdens unto him. Amen. Oh, where would we run to? Who else would protect us? Who would care for us? If we didn't have the Lord who has given himself to us that we can cast our burdens unto him. You see that sick child that you have? You can cast that burden unto the Lord. You see the financial problem that you might be experiencing right now? You can cast it unto the Lord. You see that family problem that you might be having? The Lord is always available. And he says, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. Oh God, I thank you, Jesus, because he's the one who sustains us. He has sustained us. Let me tell you, if the Lord never sustained us, if the Lord never sustained you, some of us would never even be here. You just need to have an opportunity and tell out your story and tell us how you have made it. And when we hear about that story, we will not be left with any doubt that the Lord, other than your hand, that there was another hand that sustained you. I've had people who didn't even have money to buy food. I've had stories of people who didn't, and especially from where we come from. You can visit a home and there's nothing, there's emptiness in a home. But let me tell you, other than the hand of the Lord, a woman will sit down and tell you that my children have never missed a meal. My children have never missed this and that. And they will proclaim the goodness of God. It is the Lord who sustains you. Let me tell you, church, sometimes you know what? We have come into a great nation. And sometimes, you know, things we, just because of a, just by a push of a button, things can happen in your life. You can walk into any Walmart and you buy whatever you need. But I want you to know at the back of your oblongata that it is the Lord who provides for you. It is the Lord who sustains you. If the Lord just withdraw his sustenance, we will be just but dust. It is him that provides for us. It is him that has given us favor. It is him that has given us a good job. It is not your job that sustains you. Sometimes we feel, oh, I have to work this shift. I have to work the next shift. I have to do this. I have to do, please my boss. I have to do many other things. And you think it is not that job that it is the source of your sustenance. It is the Lord that is the source of your sustenance, my sister. If he withdrew his help, that's when we would know that God surely has been involved in my life. You may not really feel him. You may not even feel, you may not even touch him. But behind the scenes, he's working and casting out demons and making sure that they are at bay, because you are the most precious of the Lord. And he says, my child, I have to sustain because I have a purpose for him. I have a purpose for her. And the purpose that I have for him is to worship me. The purpose that I have for this son of mine is that he may proclaim the gospel while I may still be waiting to come here on earth. It is not your job, Gitao. It is not your job that sustains. It's not that business that the Lord has given us. It is not that which the Lord you think that. You think so well that it is that. No, it is the Lord. The Lord God Almighty sustains you. Praise be to God. He is worthy of all the praises. That is a benefit. Let me tell you, sometimes, listen to me, church. Things happen and we may tend to think that these are ordinary. But behind the scenes, the Lord is taking care of you. He's circumventing your home. He's circumventing your children. He is putting a shield around them. Hey, hallelujah. If the devil would just be given one opportunity to come and torment you, you'll be crying out until your city knows that you are around. What happens to Job when he was just given a little permission? He has to come and torment his soul, to come and torment his body. You read in the book of Job how Job was tormented, but God sustained his soul. Hallelujah. He is our sustaining power. No wonder I will come in this house and lift up his name. No wonder I will wake up early in the morning. Make it a habit to wake up in the morning. Begin with the Lord every single day and end up with the Lord, because he's the one that takes care of you. Oh my Jesus, I feel him. I feel him in my body. I feel him in here. I feel that he is the one who sustains us. Glory be to Jesus. Make a habit of beginning a day with the Lord. Make a habit of waking up 10 minutes. If you can make it even 5, wake up 10 minutes. Kneel down beside your bed or kneel down in your closet. Go ahead and tell him, God, Father, I thank you. You have given me an opportunity to live this day and to experience your purpose here on this day. Let us not be like the wicked people who, when God prospers them, they forget that it is God who has sustained them. Let us not be like King Nebuchadnezzar. When God was in with him and he directed his ways and he helped him build Babylon, he stood at some point and he looked at the city, that the magnificent city that he had built, and he said, Is this not the Babylon that I built for my own power? And he could not give God the glory. Let us give God the glory for what he has done. He is the one who sustains us. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I love him. I love the next verse. Isaiah 46, verse number 4. Sister Lorraine, please put that one on the screen. This one is good. I love it. We are talking about the benefits that we enjoy. And the Bible says that he loads us every morning with benefits. You know what the Bible says here? Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who sustains you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Oh my God. Huh? But even in your old age, how many people have white hair here? How many people, you know, you have a strand? You know, you can look. Come on, it's a blessing to have white hair. Yes. That's what the Bible, oh, somebody said, no. Okay, the Bible says, okay, those that don't have any white hair, wait, it will soon come, but because the Lord will sustain you. It says, I will be the same until your old age. Amen? Even to your old age. And gray hairs represents age. It represents time that you have expended here on earth. He says that even in the gray hairs, I am he. I am the one who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. Think about this, that he has made you and he is carrying you. Turn to your neighbor, tell them the Lord is carrying you. Come on, tell them that the neighbor on the right, the neighbor on the left, tell them the Lord is carrying you. The Lord is carrying you. It is not your work that is carrying you. It is not your ability that is carrying you, but the Lord is carrying you. Glory be to Jesus. He is carrying your children. He is carrying your family. He is carrying our church. He is carrying us. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He is carrying us. Oh my God. I have made you and I will carry you and I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Have you ever been in a place whereby you looked at your left and you looked at your right and you looked at your front and you looked at your back? All is you see is bad reports. All you see is a hard place. All you see is people wanting to kill you. All you see is people speaking down on you. All you see is people, you know, people who do not, who are angry out of nothing. They are just angry. They just don't like you. But the Lord says that he will rescue you. If your eyes are cast upon him, oh God, if your eyes are cast upon him, the Bible says that he will rescue you. The one that has sustained you until you have gray hairs, he will rescue you even in that situation. In the name of Jesus, your eyes look upon the Lord and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And David said, until this time, and David was old when he was saying this, I have never seen the righteous begging for bread. Amen? I have never seen the righteous begging for bread. The Lord is the one who sustains us. Glory be to Jesus. Oh my God. I love the Lord for what he has done. Now, Lamentations, verse chapter number 3. No. Let's go to, I don't know whether I read this because Yes. Let's read Psalms 103, verse number 2 to 5. Psalms 103, 2 to 5. you're not going to be long. We're going to just experience the benefits of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Hallelujah. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. Has not the Lord filled your life with good things? The Lord has filled you with good things. When you are healthy, that is a good thing. Amen. When you have not gone without any food, that is a good thing. Praise the Lord. When there are clothes in your body, that's a good thing. When you have a family, people that are surrounding and they love you, that is a good thing. Glory be to Jesus. When you have a place to come and worship God, that's a good thing. You know, sometimes you want a good, you know, we think good in terms of financial. When your bank has $10,000, do you know there are people who have millions and millions and they don't have peace? And yet you guys, you know, maybe all that is between you and the next miracle is $20. And yet you're rejoicing and thanking God for what he has done. Amen? That is a good thing. Praise the Lord. We are here to redefine what goodness of the Lord is. Goodness of the Lord does not necessarily mean that it is finances. Amen? And from here going forward, do not ever think that when you tell somebody, oh, the Lord has blessed me. People, sometimes we think of material blessings. Material blessings is part of the blessings that the Lord can bless you. But you can be blessed with health, and that is the blessings from the Lord. The Lord can give you peace so that you are enjoying peace, and so that you can be healthy, and so that your children can be going on well with them. Their children love the Lord, and they can open up the Bible. There are so many families that don't have what you have. Amen? And the Lord has loaded you with benefits. Lamentation 3:22, verse number 25. I told you we are going to read several verses. Lamentation 3:22-25. This is what the Bible says. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. Glory be to Jesus. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. Oh my God. His mercies begin afresh every morning. So in other words, if you're experiencing some kind of mercy today, tomorrow it will be brand new mercies. The Lord does not rely on what he gave you yesterday, because actually, you know what? The problems that you might experience today may require an adjustment level of his mercies. You know, yesterday maybe you are broke, your finances were acting funny, but today maybe you need peace in your family. Maybe you need unity. Maybe you need your child to get born again. Maybe you need something else. And you know what he does? He brings fresh mercies every single morning to deal with brand new problems that you face every morning. Amen? You might be needing a business and then people are coming to you towards you and they're trying to derail you and everything seems to be going haywire. God has a fresh mercy for that particular thing. That's why he says he has fresh mercies every morning. Amen. Say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him and to those who search for him. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 32, verse number 6 to 7. Psalms 32. Are you getting something? Psalms 32, 6 to 7. The Bible says this. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you in time when you may be found. Surely, I love this. This is another benefit comes now. Surely, in a flood of great waters, they will not reach you. Amen? You will be my hiding place. That is another benefit. You are my hiding place. You preserve or protect me from trouble. You surround me with the songs of deliverance. Oh my God. I will read verse number 7 again. You are my hiding place. You preserve and or protect me from trouble. You surround me with the songs of deliverance. That is really good. Amen? I really love that. Let me tell you. If the Lord would remove his protection from us, that if the Lord would just a little bit, withdraw his presence even from on you, that is where you'd know what the devil, who the devil is really is. You would really know what hate is made of. But you know, sometimes, you know, we are walking and we are laughing and we are enjoying fellowship. And as you walk, we are failing to understand that you are walking in the Lord. You are walking in His hiding. He has hidden you in Himself. You are protected. Praise be to God. And He says in verse number 7, you are my hiding place. Have you ever seen, I know you have done, let me not even say that word, have you ever seen, because I know you have seen. Have you ever seen chicken with this little tototo? You know? And then they're going and the mother doesn't eat like the chicks do. You know the chicks? They go and they are looking, they don't even look what is with where their enemy is there. But the mother bites one and his eye, he looks like this, whether there is an eagle, right? And what happens when there's an eagle? Have you heard that there's a different sound that it produces? And when he makes that sound, what happens? If a kifaranga was like even 50 meters, it would run 100 meters. You'd wonder that whether that's a little chick. It goes so fast, and it's running towards the mother. And what happens? What does the mother do? It prepares so that the chickens can go under herself. That's exactly what happens. The Holy Spirit is there with us every single day. Let me tell you, if God would open our inner ears to see the assaults that are directed towards you, you'd be mesmerized. You'd wonder, God, how do I survive this earth? How do I even survive? How do I even manage to go to work? How do I even manage? Let me tell you, what would you do with this report if the Lord opened up your eyes and told you, Sister Purity, that there were 500 accidents that were sent out to you by the devil this week? They have been mooted and orchestrated, and there are demons that are working to bring you 500 accidents. And Laisitoshe, that is just report number one. And he told you that the devil is working with his agents. He is planning to send cancer. He's planning to send, you know, every kind of disease you can imagine. You know? And he's trying to send to you. And you're seeing this report and you wonder, God. But you know what? Before they reach you, they melt in his presence. Why? Because you are covered by God. Before they reach you, they melt. Before they even attack you, and you're walking like this, and you come, there are swords coming, but there are things that are melting. It's hot temperature around you. Oh, glory to Jesus. There is hot, there is heat around you. Even though you may not feel it, there is heat around you, melting problems that are sent out to you by the devil. All through this parallel. You know this planet, and I told you this before, this planet has a layer around it. You know, I think about maybe 2 kilometers, I don't know, but it is somewhere above us. There is a film called the atmosphere that is not found in any other planet. If you happen to visit the moon, there are valleys that are a result of asteroids hitting the moon. Did you know that? Hiya, you didn't know that? You're looking like me, like you didn't know. If you happen to visit Mars, have you seen the pictures that are being sent by that thing that they, what is Mars, whatever? No, it's not the satellite. That thing, the robot that they sent to Mars the other day. Have you seen the pictures? They are craters and craters. They tell you that asteroids are able to penetrate and hit the surface of Mars because there's no anything that protects the planet. And you know what? It happens the same with planet Earth. There's asteroids and big stones that want to hit the Earth. But let me tell you, by the time they hit to the atmosphere, you know, the atmosphere layer is made of ozone and it's made out of oxygen. And so when they come in collision with that layer, they just evaporate and melt away. Some of the activities that happened actually within the layer of the atmosphere you've never seen with your eyes. But God protects us every single minute. Even as we talk, maybe there's an asteroid that is coming out of outer space, but it cannot reach our planet because God has protected this earth that way. Amen? Sometimes you might find a stone, a little one, that is a fragment of a giant stone that wanted to hit us. But it melted when it hit the atmosphere. Praise be to God. I feel to tell you, church, that there is an atmosphere around you. There is atmosphere that is surrounding you. When the enemy wants to send asteroids to hit you, they find the spiritual atmosphere. Who is the Lord hiding you? And he says, and you know what? You know what? You stay and you don't know what is happening. You may not even see with your physical eyes, but you're protected day and night. As you go to bed, no wonder those dreams don't have come and affect you. When I want to go to bed, let me tell you, I've heard of stories, people go to bed and they're being chased by a lion. But when I get into my blankets, I don't want to be chased by any lion. There are people who are just being pressed in their stomach and their bodies, and it's like they're walking the whole night. Somebody wakes up so tired. Not so with a child of God, because even as I sleep inside my sheets, I want to sleep there and lie in his hiding place. Glory be to Jesus. If you have these experiences of dreams, it is time you take power and of charge and authority against the demons of hell. Tell the Lord, tell the devil that you know what? The Lord is my hiding place. You can never penetrate this atmosphere. Oh, I've created an atmosphere. The Lord has created an atmosphere around his children. Be to God. No wonder people wonder, you're still surviving. You may not be making a lot of money, but you're still here. You're still making it. You're still surviving. You're paying your bills. You're going to church. You're serving God. You're supporting ministry. Why? Because the Lord is sustaining you. Glory be to Jesus. Ooh, I'm so excited about this. The Lord has put a shield round about you. No wonder when the devil went to Job. When he went to Job, And the Lord asked the devil, haven't you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, haven't you put a hedge round about him? I have some good news for you. The enemy has accused you before the Lord many, many times. But every time he says, have you not put a hedge around Sister Charity? Have you not put a hedge around Pastor Francis? Have you not put a hedge about Sister Christine? There is a hedge round about you. Glory be to Jesus. I am glad, and you know what? This gives you the confidence to serve him the more. This gives you the confidence to walk tall in your place of work, because none of them can fire you. They don't have any ability to fire you, because there's a ring of protection around your life. In the name of Jesus, oh glory be to Jesus. He is my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about. You shall protect me with the songs of deliverance. You may not hear the songs of deliverance, but the angels are camping and singing songs of deliverance. When you are victorious, they are singing with the songs with a high octave that you cannot even hear. Hiya, did you know that? Did you know that mouse, panya, they can hear frequencies that you cannot hear? And this is in the natural. Do you know that they make sounds even to make deers run away, sounds that you cannot even hear? I mean, your frequency of your ear is not wired to hear such frequencies. So what makes you feel like the angels cannot sing in frequencies that you may not really understand? Then you want to favor to you, and somebody just decides to bless you out of nothing. It is because the angels singing songs of deliverance. Hey, charity, charity, utashinda, charity, utashinda, and you're not listening. You wonder what is happening? Hey, Shiko, oh Shiko, you can make it, you can make it. Yeah. They are singing for you, songs of deliverance. Now, unapata tu yani, you are keeping giving favor. You are doing things and you are wondering, what is all this? It is because there are angels singing songs of deliverance for you. Oh my God, I want you to know that God cares for you. He has loaded you with benefits every single morning. When you wake up in the morning, he deserves your praise. Go out before the Lord. Start this week. Don't wake up and, there are people who start with a cup of coffee. It is okay. Start with a cup of the Lord and then take your coffee. Jesus, glory be to God. This is one of the greatest ones. Psalm 139, and I'm going to ask somebody to read for me. Psalm 139, verses number 1 to 18. And we're going to maybe conclude with this. So Purity, can you read for me? Get a microphone, because I want everybody to hear this. And I want you to be attentive. Psalm 139, 1 to 18. And you read slowly. Yes. Can you read that?
Okay. Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. You help me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too powerful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there.
Yeah.
If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn,
yes.
If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you.
Did you hear that? Even darkness will not be dark to him. I continue.
The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Okay.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Amen. Did you hear that? Now think about that statement that we just heard. That applies to you. That's why he says he has loaded you with benefits. Amen? He says that even before you are formed inside your mother. In other words, before there was a sperm to fertilize the egg inside your mother, the Lord knew you. Think about it. He knew that you're going to be here. Do you think that you, just because your mom and dad came together and so there was an embryo and you started growing, that it took God by surprise? No. The Lord knew you before. That's what he says. Before you were formed inside your mother, he knew you. Oh my God, my God, my God. Before a word is on my tongue, you already know. It was the Lord. Let me tell you. There are people who say that they have bodyguards. You know, the VIPs. Have you ever seen even big preachers? They're being protected. You know, there are people actually standing like this, and they have a gun, actually. If you play with those guys, you can be shot. Thank God I don't have any. And I don't plan to, because my days are coming too when God is going to glorify this church and we have so many people. You may not see it, but I see it. But I still don't need my, I have enough bodyguard. The Lord is my bodyguard. You have a bodyguard. Can you imagine the heavenly host? After you read someone that, you go read it back at home slowly. Yeah? You read it slowly, because I read this, I could not even read it all because I was just shaking. I said, God, you're my bodyguard. You know me from my... You know, he says, this is what he says. Even before I began, even one day, he has your map. He knows how many days you're going to live here on earth. Why should you worry that somebody's going to come and kill you? They cannot kill you unless the Lord has ordained it. You can never even be killed in an accident unless your days that the Lord has set have been allowed, as long as you are a child of God. I don't believe that anybody can kill me before the Lord. He knows, even before I started my day, the Lord has known it. And he has known my end. Amen? He is my bodyguard. He is my bodyguard. He knows your all. He knows your ins and outs. He knows everything. Don't you think that that God is worthy to praise? Don't you think that that God is worthy living for? Don't you think that God who knows your A and B is worthy to for all your life? Don't you think that he is worthy to be given the praises and the glory? That after everything is said and done, after we get the houses, after we get the cars, after we get the money in the bank, at the end of the day, he is the one who has sustained us. He is the one who is worthy to receive the praises. He is the one who is worthy to receive the glory. He is the one who is worthy for my knees to kneel down and give praise. He is worthy. He's the one who knows me every in and out. He knows my weaknesses. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your shortcomings. And he loves you anyway. There are many people who cannot put up with your weaknesses. There are many people who cannot even put up with your physical body. There are many people who cannot put up with what you do. But God is able to put up with us. He is a good God. He has loaded us with benefits every morning. So church, I want you to do me a favor. That every single morning you wake up, that the first thing you do, once you kick up your blankets, I want you to covenant with God that it doesn't matter how long. Sometimes you feel like, you know what, I don't even have a minute. You can even have one, spare 1 minute. Kneel down behind your bed and tell the Lord that this day, Father, you are the leader of my life. You, unless you help me, no one is going to help me. Unless you sustain me, no, I cannot sustain by myself. Not even my job can sustain me. I can walk into my place of work and I can find a pink slip up there. People have found it, right? A pink slip meaning that you're fired. But you're the one who sustains me. Pink slip or no pink slip, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to give my life to you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to give my life to you completely. For the days of men are numbered. We have just but a few days here on earth. We must serve him while it's still day. For night comes when no man can serve. Let me tell you, church, this week reminded me that when you die, people will not remember your degrees. People will not remember people will not remember that you are a rich man. People will not remember even the good house that you had. People will not even remember a nice car that you had. People will not even remember the investments that you had. But people will always talk about how good you've made them feel. The legacy, how you are there for them. I dare you, do something special while you're still living. Amen? Leave a legacy on earth. We went to Joyce the other day, you know, to celebrate through, and I was so mesmerized. I saw people, wazungus, they were coming, everybody, they were there. And, you know, it means that something is happening. Affect somebody's life. Be a blessing to somebody's life. For that is what is going to count before the Lord. Amen? Shall we stand on our feet as we conclude this service? Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Take an inventory. Let us take, including this preacher who is preaching to you. I must take an inventory of my life. How am I spreading the gospel? Some people will never read the Bible. How am I being an epistle to them? Can they see a difference because of how I live my life? The way I talk, the way I present myself to them? Let me be an epistle. Because he has loaded me with benefits. He is my sustenance. He has protected me. He has put a shield of protection round about you. Oh my God, there's an atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere that surrounds you. I wish God can open up your eyes and see how big a protection there is around you. You just be laughing all the way to the bank, spiritual bank. And I'm saying a spiritual bank because, you know, you walked all knowing that I'm protected, man. No devil can touch me because there is an atmosphere that melts everything around me. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to be afraid. I will not. I can walk even in hell. And he says he is going to be with me. That when I'm in darkness, he sees it as a light. Oh, Jesus. That when I'm in darkness, he sees it as light. That is the God that we need, church. Lift up your hands unto him. The one who has created you. The one who is God in your life. Lift up your hands. Open up your mouth. Give him glory. Give him glory for what he has done. Give him glory for sustaining your family. Give him glory for giving you a good health. Give him glory for his sovereign protection. Give him glory for what is due him. Oh God, we give you glory as Empowerment Christian Center. We honor you this morning, Father. We lift you a name high, oh God. There is no one like you, Father. We give you glory that is due you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are our hiding place. We can run to you, the rock of our salvation, and find refuge. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the apparatus that you have put, Father, to sustain us here on earth. Thank you for bringing us into a beautiful country called America. Many people would love to be here. But, Father God, you have done it better for each one of us. That, my God, we have a job. That, my God, we have sustenance. Oh, Lord, help us that at any one time shall we ever think that we are sustaining it by ourselves. But it is by you. To the glory and honor of your name. Father, we thank you and we bless you. You might be here never given your life to Jesus. And this is a good opportunity for you to surrender your life to Jesus. That you may join the family of God and that you may join this eternal protection, this spiritual protection that you may not really understand with your own physical body, with your physical eyes. The Bible says that he's standing, knocking on your door. If you'd open up your heart, he would come in and dwell with you. And you'd start a brand new life with the Lord in the name of Jesus. If you've never given your life to Jesus, lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone? Hallelujah. Father God, I speak your protection over your people. I speak your sustaining power. Let this word continue to bubble within our hearts in the name of Jesus. And let us give you the first position in our in our budgets, the first position in our life, the first position in all that we do, because you're the one who knows us even before we were formed in the womb of our parents. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody who loves him, shout a big amen. Amen. Amen.